This morning on WCHL, UNC is investigating an incident of alleged assault among football players during fall camp. In a joint message, officials from Chapel Hill, Carrboro, Hillsborough, and Orange County responded to the concerns of citizens about the report of militarized vehicles obtained by local law enforcement agencies. You'll want to plan ahead if you're heading to the UNC football opener and you usually park at University Mall. It will get crowded early. And researchers at Duke are working on shutting down the spread of cancer.
Somewhere around 90% of cancers, if we could stop invasive ability, we would stop the lethality associated with those cancers.
These stories and more, plus your Chapel Hill, Carrboro traffic and weather together. NWCHL Championship Sports, countdown to Carolina football, 3 days to the season opener.
I don't know how long it's been since Carolina's, you know, coming to the preseason rank. You know, even when we have, it hasn't ended well for us. So we know we have a job to do, and, you know, we're ranked for a reason.
And
guess what Butch Davis's opening week assignment was with ESPN?
That's this morning in our Chansky Sports Notebook.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's morning news with Ron Stutz begins now.
61 degrees in Chapel Hill, 707 at WCHL. Beginning of a really nice day. Mostly sunshine, high today in the upper 80s, so we'll get really warm, but not as warm as tomorrow. Tomorrow will be in the middle 90s. Today, rather pleasant. UNC is investigating an alleged hazing incident on its football team during fall camp as the news broke just 4 days before the kickoff of the 2014 campaign. Yahoo Sports reported on Tuesday evening that walk-on redshirt freshman wide receiver Jackson Boyer from right here in Chapel Hill said a number of his Carolina teammates physically assaulted him at the Aloft Hotel on North Carolina 54 when the team was staying there during fall camp. Boyer says the incident resulted in a concussion, according to the report. Jackson Boyer's father, Rob, told Yahoo Sports he wasn't ready to comment on the incident, but he confirmed that one took place. UNC Assistant Athletic Director for Communications, Kevin Best, sent in a statement, "We are aware of an incident involving members of the UNC football team that took place earlier this month. We take this allegation seriously, and the university is conducting a thorough review." Jackson Boyer is a graduate of East Chapel Hill High School and walked on to the team last year. According to the News and Observer, he's still on the team and has been practicing recently. WCHL will have more information as it becomes available. Officials from Chapel Hill, Carrboro, Hillsborough, and Orange County released a joint statement yesterday responding to citizen concerns about the militarization of local law enforcement. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend has details.
Images of heavily armed riot police in armored trucks rolling through the streets of Ferguson, Missouri, prompted nationwide scrutiny of a federal program that funnels military surplus to police and sheriff offices around the country. It also has many in Orange County pondering exactly what military equipment has gone to local agencies and why. In mid-August, the New York Times reported that law enforcement in Orange County received 44 assault rifles and 6 armored vehicles. The Times has since issued a correction, saying some of the numbers reported were too high. According to the latest version of the Times report, Orange County received only 3 armored vehicles and 22 rifles. As WCHL reported last week, Carrboro and Hillsborough police do not have any armored vehicles in their fleets. Chapel Hill has one Peacekeeper armored truck that has never been deployed. Orange County has a V-150 commando that has been used once to extricate a man barricaded inside a home. The county also has 2 inoperable armored trucks that supply parts for the commando and a pair of 5-ton military trucks used to move trees after storms. No local agency reports receiving weapons from the federal program. In a joint statement from Carrboro, Hillsborough, Chapel Hill, and Orange County, each law enforcement agency reiterated its commitment to community policing and invited public feedback. Chapel Hill and Carrboro Police plan to host a series of public forums to answer questions, though the dates and times have not yet been announced. Hillsborough Police will provide an update to the town board on September 8th on revisions to use of force policies and the deployment of new body cameras. Carrboro and Chapel Hill Police are also planning to report to the Board of Aldermen and the Town Council in the next 30 days. You can read the full text of the joint press release on our website, chapelboro.com. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Fatality rates greatly increase when cancer spreads, and a group of researchers at Duke University may soon be able to cut off the pathways for spreading. Dave Sherwood, an associate professor of biology at Duke University, is spearheading a team of researchers studying the nature of cell invasion in cancers. Sherwood says determining how these cells spread and invade is key to lowering fatality rates.
Somewhere around 90% of cancers, if we could stop invasive ability, we would stop the lethality associated with those cancers.
Sherwood's team is studying a roving detection system in nematode worms to understand how cancer cells metastasize or spread to other parts of the body.
And what's really been a problem in cancer research is that this ability of cells to what's called metastasize has remained one of the least understood problems because it's really hard to catch a cell in the act of invading.
Now Sherwood says he's excited to conduct chemical screens to find a way to block cell invasion.
We understand what the genetic pathways are that mediate this cell invasion event that we study. So if we find compounds that block invasion, we have a really good chance of figuring out what those compounds are actually targeting.
Although Dr. Sherwood and his team have made great strides in their research, he says he's not oblivious to the difficulties.
So this pathway was identified 30 years ago, and here we stumbled on the way that it actually works to find its ligand. And so that, I think, gives you an indication that it's really hard to do this kind of study.
If you're planning to park at University Mall in Chapel Hill to use the Tar Heel Express shuttle to Keenan Stadium this season for the football opener, you want to get there early. The structure on the west end of University Mall that used to hold Dillard's has been gutted in preparation for the new movie theater that's going in its place. The parking lot next to that structure has been blocked off. In other words, the parking area at the end of the mall is blocked off. Because of that, much fewer spaces will be available on game day. The lot is available beginning at 3 p.m. this week and will close no later than an hour before kickoff. You have to park in Tar Heel Express designated spots, and that area for parking is a lot smaller than it normally is, so just be aware of that before you go. Additional parking will be available this year at the Giles Horney Building at 103 Airport Drive, that is just off Martin Luther King Boulevard, beginning at 4:30 in the afternoon. His standing with veterans damaged by scandal, President Barack Obama yesterday defended his administration's response to veteran affairs lapses that delayed health care for thousands of former service members. But President Obama, in an appearance in Charlotte, conceded more needed to be done to regain their trust. His appearance also had political overtones in a state where the Democratic Senator Kay Hagan is facing a difficult reelection and has sought to distance herself from Obama's policies. Hagan declared as recently as Friday that the Obama administration had not done enough to earn the lasting trust of our veterans. She is running, of course, against Tom Tillis, and you can prepare yourself for ads linking the president and Kay Hagan. Hagan and the state's Republican Senator Richard Burr were at the North Carolina Air National Guard base to greet Obama, and she welcomed him warmly. President Obama and Kay Hagan were both addressing the American Legion's National Convention, where the president's address to the Legionnaires, the latest administration response to the health care uproar that led to the resignation of Veterans Affairs Secretary Eric Shinseki in May. An administrative law judge says the state's firing of a North Carolina crime lab agent linked to dozens of misreported lab results should be upheld. The judge ruled on Tuesday the SBI met its burden of proof for just cause to dismiss Dwayne Deaver back in 2011. Deaver had petitioned the Office of Administrative Hearings to get his job back. The ruling says it was defensible for Deaver's supervisors to fire him based on three reasons for unacceptable personal conduct. Deaver's dismissal letter cited allegations by a state innocence commission that he perjured himself at a court hearing that eventually led to a man's exoneration on murder charges. A criminal contempt charge against him was ultimately dismissed. A state agency makes the final decision on the firing. WCHL News Time, 7:15. Time now for traffic and weather together, and our traffic report this morning is brought to you by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace.
Thank you very much, Ron. Right now, traffic moving pretty smoothly, just the usual morning delays. You might see some taillights around those intersections that you usually do, and be on the lookout for the big yellow buses this morning as schools are back in session this week. Want to remind everyone all week long of that because it's been a nice long summer with worth of no school buses on the roads, but school buses and teen drivers have returned, so be on the lookout for that. Use extra caution. Give yourself a little extra time to travel this morning as well. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call at 919-967-8363, or you can tweet us at WCHL Chapelboro. As always, we ask you to do that safely, and please don't text and drive. That is certainly very important. Gosh. And if you missed it last, half an hour ago, I made the announcement. I'm taking the plunge today, doing the Ice Bucket Challenge, set on by Ron Stutz, of course. Thank you very much for that.
You're welcome.
And looking forward to it.
Glad to do that.
Yeah.
And I was surprised to find out who you're challenging.
Yeah, one of my challenges will be my lovely wife. And I've got two more challenges to hand out, and I'll be sure to do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, a man of great courage, yeah. Rand Northam.
Well, we've been married just more than a year, and we'll see how long it lasts after that, after I challenge her to the ice bucket.
Wait until you've been married about 32 years and see how it goes.
There you go. I noticed that you did not challenge your wife, so I guess I better take some notes.
Therein lies the difference. we'll talk to you in just a little while.
All right.
I'm looking forward to finding out more details about your ice bucket challenge.
Thank you very much.
And for a very good cause. We always point that out. Cruisers Convenience Marketplace serves fresh brewed coffee fast, guaranteed to taste great. Fill up this morning at Cruisers. Good to go. All right, time now to turn to your Chapel Hill Carborough weather. And it looks like this. 61 degrees in Chapel Hill. It's dipped a couple of degrees now. Mostly sunshine today. High today in the upper 80s. Tonight we're looking at clear skies. Lows in the low 60s. Tomorrow, partly sunny. Isolated showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. 20% chance. High tomorrow in the middle 90s. So it really is going to be hot tomorrow. But may as well go ahead and get ready for that. Hot weather away, but today is really not so bad. Pretty good.
Wake up with Ron Stutz. And remember, we're your station for the Tar Heels. This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL.
A North Carolina anti-abortion activist and Tea Party organizer is quitting her $95,000 a year job as a senior Medicaid advisor after a year. The State Department of Health and Human Services said Tuesday that Margaret Marty Peel is resigning next month. The single mother said she wanted more time with her family. Peel helped State Department of Health and Human Services Secretary Aldana Vosh craft the agency's plan to revamp the state Medicaid program by building on existing networks of doctors and hospitals. The plan stalled in the legislature. Peel earned a master's degree in health education and worked as a lecturer at East Carolina University for 3 years in the 1990s before becoming a stay-at-home mom. She worked briefly at a small Christian school attended by her children before Vosh hired her last September. A former Marine Corps sniper in Iraq who started a North Carolina coffee shop that employs fellow veterans is to be honored at a White House event today, even as he solicits online donations to stay open. Intrepid Life Coffee and Spirits owner Matt Victoriana admits Tuesday, it's ironic to be honored as an example of the successful veteran turned entrepreneur when he may have to shut down in less than 2 weeks. He says he won't hide the fact that he's trying to raise $27,000 to pay back rent and make improvements. Victoriano is one of 10 veterans or their supporters being honored as champions of change for their entrepreneurship. It's one in a series of White House events celebrating people who advance causes ranging from solar power to higher worker wages. Hopefully someone will help that young man out so he can remain open. 719 at WCHL. Now for WCHL Championship Sports. Carolina season opener coming up on Saturday, and the Tar Heels are ranked in the preseason top 25, number 23, in fact. Sophomore sensation Ryan Switzer and junior linebacker Jeff Schottmer believe they have the tools to climb the rankings even further as the football season gets started on Saturday. WCHL's Matt Oakes reports.
Switzer says he's pretty excited about UNC's preseason ranking for a number of reasons, but he believes the Tar Heels deserve their place among the nation's elite.
Well, for me personally, I think it's pretty sweet to see your team's name run across the little clicker on ESPN. It's just something I pay attention to, but it just means that you've got a responsibility to uphold. And I don't know how long it's been since Carolina's coming to the preseason rank. Even when we have, it hasn't ended well for us. So we know we have a job to do, and we're ranked for a reason.
If Carolina hopes to climb the rankings as the season progresses, the defensive linemen will need to exceed expectations. With the departure of Kareem Martin to the NFL, the microscope has been placed on the unit. But according to junior offensive guard Landon Turner's assessment, the Tar Heels shouldn't be too worried. Turner lines up against those guys every day and says the defensive linemen have been an absolute handful in practice. Junior linebacker Schottmer agrees with Turner. He says the model work ethic of the men up front is paying dividends.
One thing that they're hardworking as can be. Starts off in Nazir Jones. He's one of the top five hardworking guys on the team, and that kind of carries. Everyone feeds off each other. They see one guy working hard and getting success off that, so they want to do the same. Justin Thomas and another guy. Dwan Drennan. Those three guys are expected to make big plays for us up front, and they've done a good job so far.
Schottmer, who finished with 85 tackles in 2013, is recognizable for his long hair pulled back into a ponytail. But where did the hairstyle come from? Schottmer says it goes back to his freshman year summer, a movie, and a bet with a former Tar Heel.
Yeah, it started 2 years ago, actually. So Casey Barth, former kicker, we went and saw a movie one summer, and we both had buzz cuts, probably. And we really liked the main character. He had real long hair or something. So we're like, $100 whoever cuts their hair first. And I haven't cut it since. And he has paid me, so.
For Switzer, having an unresolved quarterback situation doesn't matter. In fact, he says most of the time, he doesn't even recognize who's behind center in practice.
They've done they've made a conscious effort not to talk about it. And just to, I think that's kind of helped us. Because we don't, you know, they don't talk about it in practice. And when we're on 7-on-7, we don't. We're moving so fast, I don't really see who's that quarterback because they rotate Mitch and Kweese in. So, you know, unless I sit there and stare at them, I don't know which one's in. So they've done a good job of just keeping our focus on one thing and letting that be that.
Switzer has the unique vantage point on the starting quarterback battle. He's Mitch Trubisky's roommate. Switzer says he's been impressed with how his friend has handled the competition.
I think he's been mature about it. You know, he's done a lot better, you know, than I would. You know, he's grown up, and you know, he's just taking it step by step and day by day. He comes in every day to get better. Tries not to focus on all the competition stuff. I know it's brought out the best in him, which competition usually does to great competitors.
Regarding the Tar Heels who will be receiving the handoffs from the signal callers, Switzer has pretty lofty praise.
I just see a lot of versatility. I mean, none of those guys, they all do one thing really, really well. I mean, it's like, if you could put all of them together, I mean, you'd get like Walter Payton or something. I mean, their talents are so amazing.
That diverse array of talent in the backfield isn't just eye-catching to Switzer. It promises to catch the eye of opposing defenses this season, starting with the Liberty Flames Saturday. And with confident outgoing leaders like Switzer and Schottmer anchoring both sides of the ball for the Tar Heels, the excitement is only building around Chapel Hill, with game day a mere 3 days away. Matt Oakes, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Switzer kept talking about Mitch and Kweese. He's talking about Mark Kweese Williams, the incumbent at quarterback. Mitch Trubisky, the guy who's pushing him every day in practice, and everybody's making a big deal about who's going to start. It will be interesting to see who gets the opening snap, but I think we can all rest assured that we're going to see a lot of both of these guys coming up on Saturday. Our coverage on WCHL begins at 3 o'clock with our exclusive UNC Healthcare countdown to kickoff, presented by Stanley Martin Homes. We'll be broadcasting live from downtown Chapel Hill on East Franklin Street, right in front of University United Methodist Church, so we hope you will come by and say hello and get ready for the Tar Heels. UNC women's soccer team fell five spots in this week's NSCAA coaches poll after dropping its season opener. Carolina split its opening weekend in the Carolina Nike Classic here in Chapel Hill with a 1-0 overtime loss to then number 6 Stanford, and then a bounce back 1-0 win against unranked Ohio State. Duke fell out of the top 25 in this week's rankings after an 0-2 start. Stanford improved one spot to number 5. Tar Heels have another tough test ahead of them this week. Carolina heads west for a 2-game road trip starting against number 1 UCLA on Friday in L.A. You can see that contest in the Pac-12 network. UNC plays Pepperdine on Sunday in Malibu. Tar Heels will be the toughest test of the season so far for the Bruins, as they began with wins at home against Maryland and UC Irvine. UCLA tallied 3-0 victories in each one of those contests. In 2 weeks, UNC will face Penn State at the Duke Nike Classic. The Nittany Lions wowed the coaches this week, making the greatest jump of any team at the polls. Penn State moved from number 24 all the way up to number 8 after taking down West Virginia 3-1 and defeating Syracuse by a score of 2-0. UNC field hockey team is slated to bring home a conference title this season, according to a very tight ACC head coaches preseason poll. Tar Heels received 2 first place votes and a total of 31 points for the top spot in the poll. Duke received 3 first place votes but only brought in 30 points to land in second ahead of the Syracuse Orange at 29 points with 1 first place vote. Carolina finished 3rd last year and fell to Maryland in the conference tournament title match. Terps, of course, have departed for the Big Ten. UNC's 2014 field hockey season begins on Saturday when the Tar Heels host the ACC Big Ten Challenge. Carolina will play Michigan Saturday at 11:30 a.m., and they're in action on Sunday, again, 11:30 against Iowa. Panthers coach Ron Rivera says he plans to keep Joe Webb as the team's number three quarterback after starter Cam Newton suffered a hairline fracture to his ribs on Friday night during a preseason game against New England. Panthers only kept two quarterbacks last year, Newton and veteran Derek Anderson. Webb says, "I would never want to wish for somebody to get hurt just for my benefit, so it was an unfortunate situation." Rivera said the Panthers were thinking about keeping Webb even before Newton got hurt. Panthers trimmed their roster to 75 players without making any cuts yesterday. Carolina placed wide receiver DeAndre Presley on the physically unable to perform list and added quarterback Matt Blanchard, tight end D.C. Jefferson, and center Kevin Matthews to injured reserve. That's a quick look at WCHL Championship Sports. I'm Ron Stutz.
Art Chansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Guess what Butch Davis's opening week assignment was with ESPN? This is Art Chansky with Wednesday Sports Notebook. Butch Davis has not been able to land another head coaching job since he left Carolina and is now an analyst for ESPN. His preseason assignment this week was at Notre Dame, where an academic scandal resulted in the suspension of four players for the Irish's opening game against Rice. Sound familiar? Davis was sent to South Bend and taped a segment with co-analyst Danny Cannell and ESPN anchor Chris Fowler. He was only a minute or so into the segment when Fowler asked the obvious question of Davis. "You went through something like this at North Carolina," Fowler began. "Welcome to the media, Butch." Davis, of course, had more than four players suspended for the 2010 opener against LSU in Atlanta when the UNC academic scandal hit in August. He recalled how his fourth Tar Heel team had a legitimate shot at the national championship before the suspensions eventually dismantled his defense. How painful that must be for Davis, who now had to revisit it on national television. But he did a nice job relating it to what happened here and asked a very good question. As the investigation goes on at Notre Dame, would it be limited to only four football players, or like at Carolina, would others be implicated along the way? In a tight subculture like a football program, where the players live, practice, and study together all year long, it would seem difficult that the suspended four did not share what they were doing with others. Notre Dame coach Brian Kelly handled it cleanly, compared to that initial Deer in the Headlights press conference at the Keenan Football Center, presided over by former Chancellor Holden Thorpe, while Davis and then-athletic director Dick Bedore sat in stunned silence. They obviously knew how many players were involved, and it was a shock for an athletic program that had been squeaky clean. Notre Dame, of course, has the same reputation, and prior incidents have been treated as exceptions to that rule. When Kelly lost starting quarterback Everett Golson, the high school All-American from Myrtle Beach who originally committed to Carolina before signing with Notre Dame, to something called poor academic judgment last season, it seemed totally unrelated to the head coach. Given his own experience, Davis had to be wondering whether this new development would keep it that way in South Bend. This is Art Chansky. See ya.
And one and two.
Meet Samaya. She may seem like an ordinary four-year-old budding ballerina, but she's a champion at heart. Samaya was diagnosed with congestive heart failure at 4 months old. That's when UNC Children stepped in with a life-saving transplant she needed. As a leading children's hospital in the Southeast, we provide care for future champions of all ages, like Samaya, so she can get back to dancing and we can say we knew her when. Visit unccchildrens.org.
Your Carolina football team kicks off the 2014 season in Keenan Stadium on August 30th at 6 p.m. It's Carolina versus Liberty in the first game of the season. Now's your chance to buy a Carolina football family pack. You can get four tickets to the Liberty game, a $20 voucher for concessions, and $10 voucher for merchandise, all for $100. It's the best way to get the whole family together to experience the action and cheer for the Tar Heels. Come support Coach Larry Fedora and the Carolina football team in their exciting season opener versus Liberty on August 30th. Buy a football family pack now. Go to chapelboro.com and click on the Carolina football family pack.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Hair by Brittany. It's 50% off salon services. Choose from two hair treatment options. A shampoo deep conditioning treatment, trim and style, is only $32.50, normally a $65 value. Brittany Moore is a licensed cosmetologist who is now accepting clients at the Company Hair and Nail Salon in Durham on Shannon Road. Brittany is experienced with both cuts and color. She will cater to your personal style and create a look that's just for you. It's half off from Hair by Brittany, and it's available for a limited time. So buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
Good morning. It is 7:30 at WCHL. 60 degrees in Chapel Hill. It's cooled off a little bit this morning. Mostly sunshine today. Look for a high today in the upper 80s. Nice day on the way. Tonight clear with a low in the low 60s. Tomorrow partly sunny. A chance of an isolated shower or a thunderstorm in the afternoon tomorrow with a high in the middle 90s. Right now 60 degrees in Chapel Hill. 59 this morning in Carrboro.
If it's happening in our Chapel Hill Carrboro community, you will hear about it on 97.9 FM, WCHL, and you'll find it on our website, chapelboro.com.
I'm Heather Bosch. He was a U.S. citizen who joined a terror group overseas.
33-year-old Douglas McCain is the first American to die fighting with ISIS. The White House confirmed his death after rebels reported finding an American passport on the battlefield.
CBS's Margaret Brennan says McCain grew up in Minnesota, converted to Islam and left for the Middle East earlier this year.
33-year-old McCain was on terror watch lists and he was known to the FBI. It's interesting that ISIS chose to use this American on the battlefield in Syria, not to launch an attack here in the U.S.
But that is a concern. He's one of about 100 Americans who've left to fight in Syria. Lawrence Korb with the Center for American Progress.
The real key is, are we going to make sure that our intelligence agencies share the intelligence to be able to prevent these people from causing harm if they should come back?
CBS News Update, I'm Heather Bosch.
This hour of the Morning News with Ron Stutz is brought to you by Bredman's Restaurant, open at 7 a.m. daily and serving breakfast all day. Bredman's on Rosemary Street, a Chapel Hill tradition since 1974.
WCHL News, Talk and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
732, 61 degrees in Chapel Hill, the beginning of a really nice day. High today in the upper 80s. I'm Ron Stutz. UNC is investigating an alleged hazing incident on its football team during fall camp, as the news broke just 4 days before the kickoff of the opening game of the 2014 campaign. Yahoo Sports reported Tuesday evening that walk-on redshirt freshman wide receiver Jackson Boyer from right here in Chapel Hill said a number of his Carolina teammates physically assaulted him at the Aloft Hotel on North Carolina 54 when the team was staying there during fall camp. Boyer says the incident resulted in a concussion, according to the report. Jackson Boyer's father, Rob, told Yahoo Sports he wasn't ready to comment on the incident, but he did confirm that one took place. UNC Assistant Athletic Director for Communications, Kevin Best, issued a statement saying, "We are aware of an incident involving members of the UNC football team that took place earlier this month. We take this allegation seriously, and the university is conducting a thorough review." Jackson Boyer is a graduate of East Chapel Hill High School and walked on to the team last year after an outstanding East Chapel Hill High School career. He's the 6'3", 185-pound wide receiver. According to the News and Observer, Jackson Boyer is still on the team and has been practicing recently. WCHL will have more information as it becomes available. Officials from Chapel Hill, Carrboro, Hillsborough, and Orange County released a joint statement yesterday responding to citizen concerns about the militarization of local law enforcement. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend has more.
Images of heavily armed riot police and armored trucks rolling through the streets of Ferguson, Missouri, prompted nationwide scrutiny of a federal program that funnels military surplus to police and sheriff offices around the country. It also has many in Orange County pondering exactly what military equipment has gone to local agencies and why. In mid-August, the New York Times reported that law enforcement in Orange County received 44 assault rifles and 6 armored vehicles. The Times has since issued a correction, saying some of the numbers reported were too high. According to the latest version of the Times report, Orange County received only 3 armored vehicles and 22 rifles. As WCHL reported last week, Carrboro and Hillsborough police do not have any armored vehicles in their fleets. Chapel Hill has one Peacekeeper armored truck that has never been deployed. Orange County has a V-150 commando that has been used once to extricate a man barricaded inside a home. The county also has 2 inoperable armored trucks that supply parts for the commando and a pair of 5-ton military trucks used to move trees after storms. No local agency reports receiving weapons from the federal program. In a joint statement from Carrboro, Hillsborough, Chapel Hill, and Orange County, each law enforcement agency reiterated its commitment to community policing and invited public feedback. Chapel Hill and Carrboro Police plan to host a series of public forums to answer questions, though the dates and times have not yet been announced. Hillsborough Police will provide an update to the town board on September 8th on revisions to use of force policies and the deployment of new body cameras. Carrboro and Chapel Hill Police are also planning to report to the Board of Aldermen and the Town Council in the next 30 days. You can read the full text of the joint press release on our website, chapelboro.com. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
It's common knowledge that fatality rates greatly increase when cancer spreads to other parts of the body. And we have exciting news to report this morning. There is a group of researchers at Duke University that may soon be able to cut off the pathways for spreading. Dave Sherwood, an associate professor of biology at Duke, is spearheading a team of researchers studying the nature of cell invasion in cancers. Sherwood says determining how these cells spread and invade is key to lowering fatality rates.
Somewhere around 90% of cancers, if we could stop invasive ability, we would stop the lethality associated with those cancers.
Sherwood's team is studying a roving detection system in nematode worms to understand how cancer cells metastasize or spread to other parts of the body.
And what's really been a problem in cancer research is that this ability of cells to what's called metastasize has remained one of the least understood problems because it's really hard to catch a cell in the act of invading.
Now Sherwood says he's excited to conduct chemical screens to find a way to block cell invasion.
We understand what the genetic pathways are that mediate this cell invasion event that we study. So if we find compounds that block invasion, we have a really good chance of figuring out what those compounds are actually targeting.
Sherwood and his team have made great strides in their research, but he says he's not oblivious to the difficulties involved.
So this pathway was identified 30 years ago, and here we stumbled on the way that it actually works to find its ligand. And so that, I think, gives you an indication that it's really hard to do this kind of study.
If you're planning to go to the football game on Saturday, and if you're planning to park at University Mall, if that's what you're accustomed to doing, and using the Tar Heel Express shuttle to Keenan Stadium, you might want to get there early. The structure on the west end of the mall that used to hold Dillard's has been gutted in preparation for the new movie theater that is going in its place, and the parking lot next to that structure has been blocked off. In other words, that parking lot at the end of the mall is no longer available. Because of that, fewer spaces will be available on game day. The lot is available beginning at 3 o'clock this week and will close no later than 1 hour before kickoff time. You have to park in the Tar Heel Express designated spots. A lot fewer spaces there than is normally the case. Additional parking will be available this year at the Giles Horney Building at 103 Airport Drive, just off Martin Luther King Boulevard, beginning at 4:30 in the afternoon. President Barack Obama was in North Carolina yesterday in Charlotte. His standing with veterans damaged by scandal. The president yesterday defended his administration's response to Veterans Affairs lapses that delayed health care for thousands of former service members. But Obama, in an appearance in Charlotte, conceded more needed to be done to regain their trust. His appearance also had political overtones in a state where the Democratic Senator Kay Hagan faces a difficult re-election and has sought to distance herself from Obama's policies in some ways. Hagan declared as recently as Friday that the Obama administration had not done enough to earn the lasting trust of our veterans. And that's a quote. But Hagan and the state's Republican Senator Richard Burr were both at the North Carolina Air National Guard base to greet the president, and she welcomed him warmly. Obama and Hagan were both addressing the American Legion's National Convention with the president's address to the Legionnaires, the latest administration response to the health care uproar that led to the resignation of Veterans Affairs Secretary Eric Shinseki in May. And a sports-related story this morning, Ravens running back Ray Rice is sitting out 2 games at the beginning of the NFL season for domestic violence. A positive marijuana test, meanwhile, means Browns wide receiver Josh Gordon will miss the whole year. Critics of the NFL's arbitrary policy toward domestic violence point to the contrast between the punishments, and they say it's time for the league to crack down on players who hurt women. 3 members of Congress wrote NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell, asking him to reconsider Rice's suspension. The governor of Maine says he'll boycott the league, and numerous groups that advocate for women and families condemn the penalty as too lenient. Again, a whole year being out because of a positive marijuana test, a 2-game suspension because of domestic violence. League officials may soon take action on this matter. A person familiar with the NFL's plans says the league is looking into increasing punishment for players involved in domestic violence. The person spoke to the Associated Press on condition of anonymity because no announcement had been made on such a decision. 7:40 at WCHL coming up. Judge Willis Wichard has today's commentary on WCHL. And of course, here in Chapel Hill this morning, a lot of people waking up, finding out about the problem with some members of the UNC football team and a hazing incident alleged during fall camp. Players were staying over at the Aloft Hotel, East 54, during preseason. And wide receiver Jackson Boyer, who's a walk-on redshirt freshman from right here in Chapel Hill, he went to East Chapel Hill High School, alleged to be the victim of that hazing incident. And I'm just wondering what players did not get the message that you are under a microscope in light of all these other things that have happened. You gotta be just flawless in the way you perform.
Well, yeah, I think there's not a lot out about this at all.
Yeah,
so it's hard to say one way or another what's going on at all in this.
Yeah, it really is, and you know, I'm not saying much either because we just don't know yet. But I know that Coach Fedora's got to be sick about that this morning.
You know, I'm
having
sure
to deal with this right here before the opening of the season.
I'm sure, definitely.
Come on, guys. Whatever happened here, let's get to the bottom of it and let's, you know, deal with it. So, at any rate, what's happening today at Chapelboro.com?
Well, I do have to say we've found out now that there was actually a widespread internet outage. We were struggling from that this morning. That's why things were just a little different this morning.
Yeah, and I just got to say, Rand Northam is one of the most creative individuals I've ever met in my life.
Well, if it weren't for a mobile hotspot on my phone, I don't know what I would have done. So
some of the things that we've gotten this morning have just been because of his incredible creativity. So I thank you.
I appreciate that.
I would not have been able to do that myself. So
it was a different experience, that's for sure. But many people struggling with that this morning. So if you are waking up this morning and you already checked your internet and it was down, it's probably up now because we've got ours. Mm-hmm. We heard from our IT guys who have a client in Raleigh, and they said their internet's back up too. So it looks like the internet has been restored to many people here in the Triangle, and not quite sure how far that spread, but luckily it's back up. So if you were struggling with that, looks like now we were out of the heaviest of it right now, at least.
It's amazing how much we depend on that.
Yeah, that's right. You know,
seriously, that's right. How much we have grown to depend on it. It's almost like electricity for some folks.
That's right.
So at any rate, things back to normal now, hopefully, for everybody, to whatever normal is.
That's right. And on our website, chapelboro.com, we've got a great new photo gallery. Of course, everybody going back to school, a lot of back-to-school shopping in the last few weeks or so. And the University Mall held some great back-to-school shopping over there as well with a variety of different things that they offer. So you'll want to check out that photo gallery, Susan Murray, with some great shots again. Now, yesterday I mentioned the college football pick'em, kind of breezed through it. We've been talking about it over the last week or so, and I got a nice message from Lydia Lavelle, mayor of Carrboro, and I do mean a nice message. I'm not being sarcastic at all. Mm-hmm. But she was asking where exactly that was, because I wasn't very descriptive as to where you can find that link. Mm-hmm. So I wanted to remind everybody, and thank you, Mayor Lavelle, for bringing that to my attention. I think you made a great point. If you go to the UNC Sports section, so click on the blue UNC Sports link at the top of our website, chapelboro.com. When you click on that, you'll go to the UNC Sports page. On the right-hand side, there's an actual link, and it says College Pick'em. You click on that, and that will take you to the login screen. If you played last year, I believe you just have to log in again like you did last year. If you're new, joining us new, then you just have to fill out a quick little login. We're not asking for all your personal information and things like that. We're not going to share it with anybody.
Basically, just have to create.
That's right.
You know, use your name and password. That's about it.
That's right. And then once you do that, you can make your picks every week. And the voting closes, or the voting, for lack of a better term, I guess, closes Saturday morning-ish, just before the first game kicks off that day. And we'll pick, what is it, like 12 games, 14 like that, games, yeah. Something like that. And we'll see how you do. You can go head-to-head with the celebrities, see how you're doing against us here at Chapelboro and WCHL, and we wish you very much luck. You can win gift cards each and every week, and then we've got a grand prize at the end of it all, too. It's a lot of fun. We always have a lot of fun talking about it and doing great things with it. So hope you'll join us. We had a lot of people join us last year.
Yeah, you can play it all season, or you could just do it one time if you want to.
Exactly.
Just for fun, you know, exactly. So it's not really a serious undertaking. You're not really committing yourself to some long-term thing. So
exactly.
Just do it, have fun, challenge us, and shouldn't have any problem beating me based on what I did last year.
Well, I'm interested to see how you do this year. I also want to remind you that high school football is back in full force. Last week, we had our UNC women's soccer broadcast that kicked off our sports season here on WCHL. That was a live broadcast. UNC and Stanford went to overtime. Great contest. Mm-hmm. We also had high school football. It was a one-point game. That was exclusively on chapelboro.com as Carrboro and Cedar Ridge, a good old rivalry from formerly from 2A football that still plays. And again, 39-38 was the final score.
Yeah.
A kick at the buzzer to try to win it. Couldn't get it to go through, so Carrboro snuck away with that win, 39-38. Just an outstanding contest. So we bring you two football games this week. Friday night, we've got two great football games. You can check our website, chapelboro.com. It's chapelboro.com/high-school-football in order to get to the schedules for that. So you can check out which games are broadcasting and where they are this year. We always started off with the grid. That's 6 o'clock this Friday night. So make sure to tune into that as well. Lots going on. Mm-hmm. UNC football kicks off on Saturday. Countdown to kickoff with Ron Stutz starting at 3 o'clock. Man, we're there. We've made it, Ron.
Yeah, and normally on Fridays we bring you two games, one on the radio and one on our chapelboro.com stream.
Exactly.
So, you know, it's really fun to get creative and do all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, pretty neat.
Listen, thanks a bunch.
Thank you.
We'll talk to you in just a couple minutes and get a look at our traffic, and we have our commentary on the way right after this.
Bring the kids, welcome your neighbors, and leave the work week behind. Hi, this is Michelle from the Carolina Inn, inviting you to join us for Fridays on the Front Porch every Friday starting at 5 p.m. Fridays on the Front Porch provides the perfect atmosphere, kicking back, relaxing, and getting a jump start on the weekend. Enjoy great food, live music, and fun times under the shady oaks and magnolia trees. There's no cover charge or reservations to attend. For more information, visit CarolinaInnEvents.com.
I'm Edward Holmes, president of Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. People often ask me about the price of gasoline and what they can do to save at the pump. Right now, you can save 6 cents per gallon when you sign up for an ExxonMobil Rewards Smart Card at Cruisers. When you use the card, we save on credit card fees and pass the savings along to you. Think of the savings each time you fill up and beyond. Stop by any of our 24 convenient area locations and we'll sign you up.
ExxonMobil Gasoline, only at Cruisers. Good to go.
Switzer with the Jets, and he's done it again.
WCHL presents Carolina Football. The Tar Heels are ready for the 2014 season, year 3 of the Larry Fedora era. And we'll have every single play, every time the Tar Heels hit the field, starting with Liberty, Saturday, and Kingy Stadium. Our exclusive coverage always starts 3 hours before game time with Countdown to Kickoff. Game coverage from Jones Angel and the crew and the Tar Heel Network. It's the beginning of something great. Carolina Football on 97.9 FM and 1360 AM. WCHL.
This is Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station, WCHL. Now, here's Ron Stutz.
7:48. Good morning.
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Willis Wichard. Last year, I became a first-time WCHL commentator to sound an alarm about the then-pending elimination from the state budget of the North Carolina Center for the Advancement of Teaching, the foremost source of professional development for teachers in the state and perhaps the nation. For 29 years, NCAT has enhanced the education and enriched the lives of North Carolina teachers. And when teachers are enhanced and enriched, so for their students. Soon after my commentary, Thomas Friedman, a prominent nationally syndicated columnist, wrote that nothing pays off more in making better schools than giving teachers time for development. Friedman had visited a primary school in Shanghai, China, and had found there, quote, a deep commitment to teacher training, peer-to-peer learning, and constant professional development. He learned that teachers there spend about 70% of each week teaching and 30% developing teaching skills and lesson planning. That is far higher, he wrote, than in a typical U.S. school. In so doing, Friedman concluded, Shanghai has lifted some of its schools to global heights. It may be difficult to think of professional development for teachers as a matter of national security, but clearly it is. If our country is to remain competitive with China and other developing and emerging nations, it is essential that our students get the best. And for them to get the best, their teachers must get the best. The Center for Advancement of Teaching survived the budget hatchets in the 2013 General Assembly. It was, however, placed in non-recurring status and directed to produce a study report to justify its existence. It did, and the report, together with extensive and able lobbying by NCAT advocates, produced results. The 2014 session not only retained the center at its present funding level, but also returned it to recurring status in the state budget. Now that the 2014 session has adjourned, there is much in its record for which supporters of public education can rightfully be critical. But in that process, we should give it credit for not only retaining the North Carolina Center for the Advancement of Teaching, but also returning it to recurring status in the state budget. This is Willis Switchard.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues, on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
The rugged Samsung Galaxy S5 Active, exclusively from AT&T, stands up to most everything. Falls into the shallow end? No problem. Falls into a mud puddle? A-OK. Falls into a deep fryer? That's a no-no. Drop it in a mop bucket? Fine. Drop it in the chili con queso? No problemo. Drop it in a garbage disposal? Yeah, that's a problem. Rain shower? No biggie. Meteor shower? That would be a no.
AT&T, mobilizing your world. Make the most of this school year and get the Samsung Galaxy S5 Active for zero down with AT&T Next. Exclusive to AT&T, the Galaxy S5 Active is engineered for your active lifestyle. Visit att.com or store for details.
Device meets military standards for water and shock resistance, submersible to 3 feet for 30 minutes, rinse residue shock resistant for drops or falls less than 4 feet on flat surface. AT&T Next requires qualified installment agreement, credit, and wireless service. Taxes, other charges, and restrictions apply.
Time now for traffic and weather together on WCHL, and we'll start with traffic. Here's Rand.
Thank you very much, Ron. We've seen the usual morning delays right now, 15501 northbound and southbound. Heavier in some areas right now between Estes Drive and Ephesus Church Road. Also, that's northbound, southbound between Garrett Road and I-40. We're seeing some delays right around the Meadowmont area, too, being reported on 54 and on 15501 as well. So be on the lookout in that area. I-40 heading eastbound right now, seeing some delays between NC 751 and Fayetteville Road. That's from the Jordan Lake exit to about the South Point exit. And otherwise, things moving fairly smoothly out there. Again, be on the lookout for school buses as those have returned to the roadways as school is back in session this week. And use caution. Give those young drivers a break as well. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call at 919-967-8363, or you can tweet us at WCHL Chapelboro. As always, we ask you to do that safely.
And because of the congestion around school zones, that's causing part of our problems this morning, and things kind of getting back to normal around here. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
WCHL's Chapel Hill cover of weather brought to you by the Carolina Inn. It is really going to be nice today. A little bit on the warm side, but really nice. 61 degrees right now. Mostly sunny, high today in the upper 80s. Tonight, clear with low in the low 60s. And then tomorrow, partly sunny, a little warmer. High tomorrow, about 95. Now you're getting hot. We'll have a chance of rain in the afternoon tomorrow. The Carolina Inn's Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar is one of only three Forbes four-star rated restaurants in all of North Carolina. Carolina Crossroads Restaurant, a favorite place for gourmet cuisine. 754 WCHL, Rod Stutz here, along with Dr. Wayne Pond. And the word of the day.
Hey, Big Ron. Hey, I want to tell you what a great pleasure it was to hear an old friend, Bill Wichert, doing a commentary this morning, and he's absolutely on the money about MCAT. Good to hear that, Ron.
He's very passionate about that, I can tell you.
Isn't he? Isn't he? All right, well, listen, onward and upward here. The word of the day, I got a dandy for you. The word of the day is cognate. Cognate, C as in cat, C-O-G-N-A-T-E, C-O-G-N-A-T-E, cognate. This is an adjective. It's all about elements or themes or academic disciplines, objects that have the same sort of similar nature or share a common origin. For instance, physics and math. Those are cognate disciplines. French, Spanish, Portuguese, cognate languages. Ron Stutz, Howard Stern, cognate disc jockeys.
Right.
You ain't buying that, are you, pal?
No, I'm not.
Okay, well, I tried. So there it is. Cognate, your word of the day. Ron, I want you to temper that countdown to football and behave yourself, okay?
I'll do my best, buddy. Thank you so much.
Adios.
All right, Wayne Pond's word of the day on WCHL, brought to you by Franklin Street Realty. Why would you call anyone else? Next hour, you have an opportunity to call in and tell me the word of the day, spell it, define it, if you could do all that. We'll give you a $10 gift certificate to Cruisers. It's all brought to you by Franklin Street Realty. Why would you call anyone else? 756. 97.9 FM and 1360 AM, WCHL, Rod Stutz, and time now for the clean joke of the day. Look who just walked into the studio, Dr. Remy Cueto from across the parking lot over here, Chapel Hill Primary Care, Chapel Hill Doctors. Remy, how you doing?
Very well, Ron, thank you.
I know you got a good sense of humor from hanging around you a little bit, but have you got a good joke for us today?
I think I do.
All right, well, good, lay it on me.
A man went to visit his doctor and said, "Doctor, my arm hurts bad."
Mm-hmm.
He pleaded, "Can you check it out, please?" The doctor rolled up the man's sleeve and suddenly heard the arm talk. "Hello, doctor," said the arm. "Can you lend me $20, please? I'm desperate." The doctor said, "Aha, I see the problem." "What is it?" asked the man. "It appears," explained the doctor, "that your arm is broke."
It's not broken, folks. It's broke. I can identify with that. Hey, I should have known you'd come in here with a medical-related, some kind of medical-related joke. Thank you so much. I know that you have no problem at all recognizing a broken arm if somebody comes in to see you.
Or a broke one, for that matter.
But that's pretty funny. That's pretty good. All right. Hey, listen, thanks, and have a great day.
Thank you, Ron.
This is Gerald Remoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights a great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Jeannie Bell is the new Executive Director for Farmer Food Share, and she's today's WCHL Hometown Hero.
Farmer Food Share is a nonprofit organization that connects people who grow food with people who need food, working to make sure that everybody in the community has fresh local food available to them. Donations of fresh produce or cash at farmers markets. Any cash donated is used to buy more fresh produce from local farmers. The donation stations operate every week that there's a farmers market. So we get a lot of donations during the busy season when there are lots of shoppers, there's tons of produce. But during the winter, people still need good, healthy food. And there are great social service agencies all around the triangle doing good work, but fresh food is often in short supply. So what we're really challenging the community to do is to donate to a buying reserve for the winter so we can make fresh food available to the needy in our community.
Even here, in what we like to think of as an affluent community, there is plenty of poverty.
If we're talking about Orange County, 1 in 5 North Carolinians, 1 in 5 people in Orange County are at risk for hunger, are food insecure. So that means over 20,000 people in our county. It's a huge problem, and the number's higher for children. 1 in 4 children in North Carolina are food insecure, which is the politically correct way of saying don't know where their 3 meals a day are going to come from. And we certainly see that there's a lot more need in the northern part of Orange County. There's a big hunger problem. It's everywhere.
Gene
Jeannie Bell says at Farmer Food Share, they have very few people who get a lot of work done.
Just a few staff members, but we've partnered with over 20 farmers markets across North Carolina, hundreds of farmers, dozens of social service agencies, food pantries, community kitchens, and hundreds of volunteers. We encourage anybody who wants to get actively involved to consider coming out to farmers markets, make a donation, purchase food, donate to the buying reserve, or volunteer.
If you'd like to help, go to farmerfoodshare.org.
Join us, help us raise a buying reserve for the winter season when food is scarce.
Jeannie Bell loves her work because she loves helping other people.
I've been interested in sustainable agriculture and local food for a long time. I used to work in the public school system and saw the incredible need even in affluent communities like ours here in Chapel Hill, and got interested in making sure that fresh food, good food is accessible to everyone in the community. Along the way, as a farmer's market shopper, saw the donation stations, learned more about Farmer Food Share, and started volunteering. I've been involved with Farmer Food Share about 2 years now.
And already, Jeannie is executive director. She's also today's WCHL hometown hero.
This hour of the morning news with Ron Stutz is brought to you by Bredman's Restaurant, open at 7 a.m. daily and serving breakfast all day. Bredman's on Rosemary Street, a Chapel Hill tradition since 1974.
It's 8 o'clock.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
Good morning, I'm Peter King with a CBS World News Roundup. The U.S. is still trying to verify information about an American believed killed while fighting for ISIS in Syria. Douglas MacArthur McCain was born in San Diego but grew up near Minneapolis. The news came as a surprise to one of his high school classmates.
I guess in a way it just kind of makes me sad because he was a really cool person and you would never think that.
CBS's Bob Orr.
Sources say McCain was on U.S. terror watch list and also was known to the FBI. He was one of dozens of U.S. citizens who are believed to have linked up with terrorists in Syria. Rebel fighters say there's another American who may have died in last weekend's battle, but we have no confirmation from U.S. officials.
This is Peter Mayer. The White House says the U.S. is working to keep Americans from joining violent jihad. Officials point to efforts to track and engage those who return to the U.S. But FBI Director James Comey indicates profiling American jihadists is a challenge.
They don't come from a particular geographic area in the United States. They aren't of a particular ethnic extraction, particular age. It's a very diverse group of people.
People attracted to online video appeals like this.
We are coming and we will destroy you.
U.S. officials are increasingly concerned about the risks to Americans and other Westerners who could return from Syria as terrorists.
Journalist Peter Theo Curtis is back home in Cambridge, Massachusetts. Islamic insurgents released him Sunday after nearly 2 years in captivity. In a written statement, says WBZ-TV's David Robichaud.
The 45-year-old said, I have been so touched and moved beyond all words by the people who have come up to me today, strangers on the airplane, the flight attendants, and most of all, my family to say welcome home. He went on to say, I especially want to thank the government of Qatar for intervening on my behalf.
Curtis's return comes as we learn that ISIS is now holding an American aid worker in Syria. An indefinite truce between Israel and Hamas seems to definitely be holding.